Podcast. Time for the MIP. The Michael Irvin Podcast.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Irvin of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, and I just want to share a few of my thoughts on this week 11 slate of games that's coming up. Let's go to one of these games here. The Rams versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is going to be a great game. I know you guys watched what Jalen Ramsey did in shutting down a young DK Metcalf last week. Well, who does he pick this week? Is he taking out Mike Evans? Is he taking out Antonio Brown? Is he taking out Chris Godwin? That's going to be the thing that the Rams have to figure out. And whichever one he takes out, Tom Brady will find the other, because they are starting to find the groove together. A couple weeks ago, they had 136 yards. All three of those receivers together, 136 yards against the Saints. And, of course, the Saints beat them down, beat Tampa down. But last week, they had 238 yards and one touchdown. Those guys are going to continue to grow, and grow together. When they get that number up to about 300 yards, two to three touchdowns a game, Tampa will be taking off, and that will start this week. I'm telling you, that's a great game. I am leaning towards Tampa right now in that big matchup, even though I really do like what the Rams are doing, because the Rams can hurt you on the front end with Aaron Donald and on the back end with Jalen Ramsey. Now, let's look at another game, that rematch, the Arizona Cardinals visiting the Seattle Seahawks. You remember just a couple weeks ago, Arizona beat the Seahawks 37-34 in overtime. Kyler Murray out Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has lost back-to-back games. And I keep holding on that there's no way that Russell Wilson is going to lose three games in a row. I can hold this to you. This is like the sun coming up in the morning and shining brightly. Russell Wilson will not lose three games in a row. He will put Kyler Murray, who's coming off an extraordinary play. And let me give you people this too now. Look at the numbers on a team that's coming off an emotional last second win. The next week, it's not very good for that team that had that emotional last second win. And there was no more emotional win that we've ever seen than we saw in Arizona with that Hail Murray play that DeAndre Hopkins completed. Watch that game. That's going to be another great game. And going with Seattle in that game. Russell Wilson will not go strike one, strike two, strike three, not the third in a row. And I want to cover this last game here. The Falcons visiting the Saints. And I know we all know what's going on with Drew Brees in the injury. But I'm going to tell you something right here. I think I was going to go with the Falcons, even if Drew Brees is healthy. You are playing a division opponent. The Falcons are 3-7. The Saints are riding high at 7-2. This is the danger. Trust me, I know all those years winning Super Bowls. Every time we played that team within our division that knew us well and we're not doing well, we always would slip up. This would have been one of those slip-up games, even with Drew Brees. But I certainly think the Falcons will pull it out now that it's not Drew Brees playing in that game. Julio Jones and Marshon Lattimore, that's a matchup I'm taking 1-1 on. That's Julio Jones. This is the Playmaker Michael Irvin, and I'm on the MIP. That's the Michael Irvin Podcast.
Thanks for downloading the MIP. Check out new episodes of the Michael Irvin Podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Did you see that incredible game? The Cardinals win on a last second Hail Hopkins. I ain't saying no Hail Murray. Hail Hopkins. The catch is the most difficult thing. And guess what? I got Aqib Talib, one of the best corners to ever play in this game we call the NFL. And he will tell me how he would have defended that Hail Hopkins. Them three dudes have promised him that won't happen again. And I can tell you how they can make sure it won't happen again. All they got to do is turn on the MIP and listen to Aqib Tlaib tell them how to defend that. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. He knows how to defend it. They need to make sure they listen and call it film session. It'll be more than they can ever learn listening to the coaches that they'll be talking to, because Tlaib lived it. He's not just coaching it. He's not just talking it. He also walked it. So you should listen to him talk it, because he walked it. That's all. I'm just giving you that. I'm not saying that the MIP is going to educate you and make you a better football player, but I am saying that the MIP is going to educate you and make you a better football player. You need to listen to what Tlaib says about how to defend that play. That was a great game. A great game.